many people have a high regard for the Project Assist tutorials, and there are a couple of new ones to tell you about. We're joined by Michael Barber of Project Assist, and I need to apologize for the quality of the MSN Messenger call, which does clear up quite quickly after the beginning of the interview. Michael Barber, we've talked about Project Assist before on Main Menu, but it's always good to find out about ways that people can learn products that perhaps are essential in some employment settings, and it's a good job-related skill to have if you're looking for work. So tell us about the latest tutorial from Project Assist that you've just released.
Yes, our latest tutorial from Project Assist is creating Access Database with JAWS for Windows 3.5 and 3.7. And we have just recently introduced this tutorial. And if you like, I'll go and kind of give you an overview of what's in this tutorial.
Please do.
In this tutorial, we'll start out with in Lesson 1 by introducing folks to Access 2000. We give you an overview of what is in Access. We look at the database window, and we have open Access, and then learn how to close an Access database. In Lesson 2, then, we actually get started creating databases. One of the purposes of this tutorial was to work with something that people would use today. We worked in this tutorial with address books. We also worked with personal finance databases, because one of the things that blind people need to be able to do is to control their finances. And so we teach people in this tutorial how to use Access to create a personal financial database and how to manage that particular database. So in Lesson 2, then, we talk about designing an address book database, we talk about design considerations and that sort of thing. In Lesson 3, we talk about creating a table, and we talk about tables, what they look like, creating a table in design view, defining field names, defining data types, adding field descriptions, and then setting primary keys, and then we talk about saving the table, then how to review a table in data sheet view, and then entering data into a table. In Lesson 4, then, we go a little bit further, and we talk about customizing tables, and we cover here changing column width, rearranging fields, adding and deleting field, adding a lookup field, and then in Lesson 5, we get into changing the field property. And this would cover changing the size of a particular field, setting a default value, changing the field format, setting an input mask, and then setting an index. So we cover all that in Lesson 5. Then we actually get into creating queries in Lesson 6. And this is the first of two lessons about queries. This one deals with the simpler type queries. We talk about designing a query, and then we're going to design a mailing list here, creating a mailing list query, specifying the fields for the query, saving the query, and then running the query. And then we talk about how to use criteria, and then we customize the query and so forth. So that takes care of the first six lessons in the first part of this tutorial. The second part then deals with additional database features and access features, and we're going to talk then in this next part about the personal finance database. And so we introduce them to the database design considerations for the personal finance database, and then we review the tables in the financial database. Then in Lesson 8, we talk about creating and managing relationships. And we go into understanding relationships and defining table relationships, viewing table relationships, and then editing and deleting table relationships. So we cover all that in that particular lesson. Then in Lesson 9, we get into the more complex query. And we talk about query criteria and expressions. We talk about operators, We talk about multiple criteria in a query. We talk about calculated field. We talk about creating a parameter query. In lesson 10, we then go into working with forms, and we create a form using the form wizard. We create a form using the auto form, and then we talk about entering records into a form, reviewing the form design view. In lesson 11, then we get into, we also talk about creating subforms as well. And then in lesson 11, we get into the creating reports. And we talk about the design of reports and, using the auto, we use an auto report, we create a report using the report wizard, and then we review the report design view window. And then we talk about customizing report layout. And then we review printing a report. So, as you can see, we go into great detail here to help people learn to use this complex but very useful program.
Am I right in saying that this tutorial is a little longer than the average ones that you've done to date?
Yes, it is. Matter of fact, it's so long that we have had to release it on a CD-ROM because it takes up so much space. We have 6 different databases that we supply with the tutorial. And so the setup file alone that we have people download if they want to is a little over 4.5 meg. So as you can tell, it's a pretty huge tutorial. It probably takes up about 8 to 10 meg of drive space.
And how JAWS 3.5 and 3.7 specific is it? For instance, can someone work with 3.3 or 3.31, or do they have to have JAWS 3.5 and 3.7?
I think they would really be better off using JAWS 3.5 or 3.7. Not to say that they couldn't do this with earlier versions of JAWS, but I think they could do it better with the later versions. With, you know, where JAWS has enhanced their access grip. And because, and also, especially because we're working with MS Access 2000.
Well, I guess that raises the other question then, how useful is it for people who don't maybe have the means to upgrade from 97 to 2000, or perhaps they're in a workplace where it's such a large corporate environment that they haven't upscaled everybody to 2000 yet? Is it any use to Office 97 users?
Absolutely. I really do believe it would be. I believe people would be able to benefit from it.
What are other things that you have in the works while we have you on the line? Because I note that you've got a pretty good range now of tutorials for beginning users who are comfortable with Windows but who want to use email or Microsoft Word or whatever, generally with both JAWS and WindowWise. Are you looking at providing material for the intermediate users, or do you feel that the beginning users are your target market?
Actually, we are about to release an intermediate tutorial for Word 2000 with JAWS for Windows and WindowWise. The Word 2000 tutorial with JAWS will be the first one out the door, and in fact, I suspect it'll be up on our website before the end of the week. And it covers things like, so we deal with section breaks, we deal with inserting graphics into a document to make it look nice. We talk about sizing the graphics in the document, using your screen reader. We go into many other things, using endnotes, footnotes, things that would help spruce up your document. We do tables of contents, creating indexes. Just things that, for instance, a college student would want to know when creating a research paper or a term paper, to make that paper look really spiffy when he turns it in.
Mail merge and tables, are they covered in this tutorial?
Absolutely, yes. Mail merge and tables. We talk about printing envelopes. We talk about printing labels using the mail merge. We do form letters using the mail merge as well.
That sounds pretty good. How much are these tutorials selling for now?
Okay, the Access 2000 tutorial for the electronic version only will be $40. The version with the electronic files and the tape will be $50. The Intermediate Word 2000 tutorial with the tape and the electronic file will be $35, and then just the electronic file will be $25.
Right, so there really is a substantial price difference in the Access tutorial, and I guess that reflects the amount of work and the amount of material that there is.
Absolutely.
How do people make a purchase of these tutorials for those who haven't been to your website before?
All right, the web address is http://www.blind.state.ia.us/assist, and then they can go from there to our page that has the tutorial on them. And I want to let you know right away that with the Access 2K or Access 2000 tutorial, that the download time will be quite extensive when you're using a modem. If you have a cable connection, it won't be quite so noticeable. But when you're using a modem, a 28K or a 56K, you're going to see a time of anywhere from 30 to 40 minutes. So don't be surprised if that happens. Go ahead and go have a cup of coffee or something.
And what happens when you download the file? What do people do from there?
Okay, what happens is it's a file called setup.exe, and you just simply run the file, and everything from there on is self-explanatory. It will unzip all the files in the executable into a directory called assist, and then JFW access 2K, and then we have the different formats of the tutorial, for instance, Word, ASCII, and then we have the Braille Ready file that we always supply with our tutorial. And then also, it will unpack the database file into your My Documents directory, and then a subdirectory called Access File.
That sounds very comprehensive. And as soon as people make the purchase and the credit card is authorized, they immediately can download that. So I must say, I've bought a couple of these, and it's very easy to make the purchase, so it's a model of accessibility. Do you have anything else you can tell us about that I can sort of get a scoop on as to what might be in the works from Project Assist?
Well, actually, we are working right now, or we're going to be working on a tutorial for PowerPoint. We haven't quite got a final outline ready for that, but we are going to be working on PowerPoint. Excuse me. And so that's coming up. We're also going to be sending out to several of our folks a survey, because we want to know, again, what our customers want. And so this survey will be going out on various lists electronically, and we'll also be sending large print copies of this survey to folks who are already in our database and who have purchased some of our tutorials. So we expect to be sending out electronically and hard copy probably about 600 or 700 surveys, and then hope that from that we can get a pretty good idea of what direction people want us to go.
That's tremendous. Well, good luck with the release of the tutorial, both for Access and for Word, and we'll look forward to keeping in touch.
Yes, sir. We sure will, Jonathan.